assuming that means in the hallways, but as far as the individual offices, let the elected officials set their own policy. Is that what... Can you hear me, Sheila?
No, I hear what you're saying. Can you hear me, Sheila? It must make a difference of where your voice is to mic. I don't know. Or it could be her system, her online system.
Is this better?
My Scopio comes in strong, and Mona did it.
It may not be plugged in. I just ask her for me. Ask her if that means the... Scoot it over so we're social distancing. Is this better?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can I add one thing? If we don't want to abide by, and if we don't require, if they come into the building and then are told to have the virus, if we're going to abide by the health department and to go on mandatory 14-day leave, we could end up with several million employees. I thought of this also. But if we don't abide by that, then I guess that's up to us. I'll give you the floor. Thank you.
Now my question was, what was said earlier was possibly, and I'm making sure that you were saying the same thing, possibly making the public areas, the hallways, when you first enter the building, make those to where you have to wear masks. But as far as the individual offices, allow the elected officials to make their own decisions within their office. Is that?
Yes, if that elected official has no problem with waiting on the customer without a mask face-to-face, I would assume that's up to them, except if they come in contact, of course that customer would have to have the mask on when they were in the hall until they went into that office, like say the collector's office. Then if the collector chose not to have them wear a mask and while serving the public, and if their employee, if they were positive and their employee was subject to it, then they would be quarantined for 14 days if we're going to follow the health department's ruling, which is that's what I'm having to do right now.
If everybody were to wear a mask and you're still around them, you'd still be quarantined. So
I'm sorry.
If
what did you say?
And you brought up your specific circumstance. Had you both been wearing a mask, you would still both be quarantined. Regardless of wearing them.
I was told if we both been wearing an N95 mask, then I'd have to defer to...
I asked the health department that specific question, talked to Lisa Marshall myself, did not talk to anybody other than her. She is the director, and she informed me that at this time, had everybody been wearing a mask, you still would have been quarantined. So I don't think this is an anti-quarantine question as much as if we were to do it. I was just trying to get verification and clarification on what you were saying. Were you saying the entire building, including the elected officials, independent or individual offices, or were you saying just the public areas? Once they get into the offices, which are also public, the elected official then could decide for themselves. I was just trying to clarify what you were saying exactly.
I was saying that the elected official, if they're comfortable when they get in their office, they can make that decision.
Okay.
The health department, the director referred me to the nurse, to the one that's in charge of making all the decisions in this, because I'm quarantined with my 92-year-old mother, and they were very concerned of that. They told me to wear a mask around her at all times when I was in the room with her, not to spend any more time in the room with her than I had to in the event that I turned out positive for her protection. So based upon that, any time for her protection, I'm around her, I wear the mask. That's what the health department told me.
I don't disagree with that. I had lunch Saturday with a 94-year-old gentleman, and I wore a mask out of respect and honor to him. So, here's my next question. How do we enforce it? Do we close all the doors and only allow one way in, and that way, whomever's sitting at the front can hand out masks and order it there? If they refuse, do we kick them out for, we open up this can of worms, where do we go?
What I want to put this back on the citizen's responsibility also. As a parent is to a child that was signed on the safety exam, to go, like, everything's been put down to somebody else's responsibility. The president to the governor to the county to decide, is the county commission going to do it, is the business going to do it, or so forth. What I've been told in our business is once we put on the door, to strongly encourage everyone in the building, into that store, to wear a mask. I've been told that they have increased greatly in the numbers wearing a mask. So entering the courthouse building, if it's on the door, not enter with a fever like we've had. We don't stand there and take the temperature. We hope they have the respect to abide by what we consider that rule. And so if it is on the door, not in without a mask. We're not like a judicial building where we do have someone at the door there. Well, I would hope their citizens respect that and would come in. If we see them in the hall without a mask, I think we have the right to say, please wear a face covering. I'm talking face covering to be a friendship. Out of respect for everyone here. It's hard for me to imagine that our citizens here in Taney County would not abide by that.
Did you see the meeting at Branson the other day?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, did you see the meeting at Branson the other day?
I heard much about it.
I'd say we would have people.
And also know that.
I'm not saying that I guess disagree with them or agree with them. I'm just saying, I think you will have people that are going to not follow that rule or recommendation. So,
and you may truly be correct. I think we have to try and do our part when we can, and that's all I can do is try to do my part.
Again, don't disagree. My question is if we were to do this, do we enforce it? Do we, you know, you talk about private businesses, they can ask people to leave because of trespassing. I don't know that we can ask people to leave a public courthouse because they're not wearing a mask due to the fact that they may or may not be trespassing. It may be other things. I don't have a clue as to what that would be. That's my fear in the overall mandate countywide, is enforcement and the ability to, anyways. So, I'm looking to
know, like in all counties that I have seen and cities, the enforcement has not, I guess I'm going to say, has not been the issue. They've made the ordinances, they've let the citizens know, and perhaps one citizen looking at another citizen might be that enforcement. If that makes sense.
We've also had people get killed over it, outside of the state, so I think that's a dangerous, letting one citizen police another citizen's a slippery slope.
I did not mean that.
I know you didn't, but that's where it could go, so I'm just saying I would be careful in that.
So are you saying, Ms. Wyatt, if we had signage that it strongly recommended anyone entering the building wear a mask?
We can say require. My question is how far do we go? Do we truly? I'm asking. I don't have a problem with doing a mandate for the public areas of the building. What are we going to do if they don't? Are we going to do anything? Are we going to just hand them a mask and say, hey, please put this on? Are we going to lock all the doors? That way there's only one entrance and that way we know? Now, those are the questions I have. I don't have the answers to them. I'm just asking. What are you guys thinking? Mr. Clark just stepped up to the...
I do have a recommendation in the possibility of providing or having masks available at the door. I don't know if the closing off of all the doors other than the front door but that would make it a little more accessible for providing the masks in an area. And I do recommend that possibly putting a more visible sign that states that if it's not required, that we do put a sign that says it is highly recommended, or states that it would be respectful to county employees and county people all together that's in the halls to wear a mask to help protect against this. Like I said, I don't know about the mandating, but I would recommend that we need to make it more accessible for having available face masks to provide to the public and for going around in this building. That's just a suggestion.
And I don't disagree with that. Where are we going to put them? Who's going to hand them out? Are we just going to let them be free for all? You start running into other issues with that as well. I mean, and maybe those are just, hey, yeah, we run into issues, but that's what we do. Here's my question. I don't know that a sign on the door that says anything other than please put on masks before entering, that's probably the best way to handle it. If I see that, I'm either not going to come in or I'm going to put a mask on. And I'd say probably 98% of the citizens and the people out there will, oh, okay, yeah, I'll put a mask on.
And I think that would be, that is a good idea, but also providing,
people,
possibly providing
sometimes
masks.
Sometimes they'll have a mask in their pocket, and if it's on the door, they'll put it on. If not, they may not. I've seen this in the past. Once again, I'd like to put the faith in our citizens that if we request that they wear a mask, unless they request, you must have a mask on before you enter the building, just like we have do not enter if you are running a fever or something, in the same form. Then leave it up to the citizens. Put our trust in them. Can we not start with that? Not policing, putting our trust in our citizens to try to protect their other citizens. I have that faith in our citizens.
So are you wanting to say you must wear a mask to enter, or you wanted to say please wear a mask before entering?
I think the word must is important. What do we have now in regard to...
If you put the word must on there, then you're not trusting your citizens.
I am trusting my... Then, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound argumentative.
I do.
Okay. I believe if I say the same thing as your traditional building, we have the same... Rule is there that you wear a face covering. I keep coming back because they're using the word face covering now. Even our health department put that in their strong suggestion. I agree with them on the way face covering. That's not asking too much. Not saying that it is totally safe or anything, but it's a start. You must have face covering before entering the building.
I think if we're wanting to trust the citizens to do what's right, which I think we're all in agreement that that's what we want to happen, I think the verbiage needs to be something along the lines of, please put on a mask before entering the building.
I do like the word please. When we say trust the citizens, when we say what we have right now about the flu-like symptoms, do we have someone there standing there taking their temperature before they enter the building? Are we trusting them to abide by that?
I don't disagree with that, but you can't see by looking at them if they have a temperature or not, and they may not even know if they have a temperature or not. They may feel fine and have a temperature and not even realize it. Whereas a mask, that is a visual. You know if somebody does or doesn't, and you know if you do or don't have a mask on. But again, this is something we don't really need to... I feel like we're moving towards something to be worn in the public areas and then allowing the individual offices to make their own. And then the commission, we can administratively decide if and what we allow the different department heads and different things to